from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Another night of severe weather. At least one tornado ripped through Sulphur, Oklahoma, south of Oklahoma City, and four people were hurt. Morgan Cherry was visiting her parents in the nearby town of Choctaw. A tornado threw a car into their home.
Just so thankful. I have like some high school friends that like live in this neighborhood, and they gave me a call and they're like, hey, we saw Mamie's house got hit. Is everything okay?
Meanwhile, cleanup continues in Omaha, Nebraska, after Friday's powerful tornado that destroyed dozens of homes and businesses, including the house of James Stennis.
You come upstairs and see that you have no house from emerging from the basement. You're home, but you're actually homeless.
Governor Jim Pillen praised Nebraska agencies that have worked on relief. He said the federal government is helping.
I had a call from the President of the United States. I did not, we were out, so I did not get it, but he left the message. Federal government is here to help us every single step of the way, and we'll be having declarations soon.
President spoke at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday. His age was a topic of his jokes.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry, just like riding the bike. She said, that's what I'm worried about.
There were protests outside the Washington Hotel, pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Those protests have continued on college campuses across the country, upsetting some students at Emory University. Jewish student Vicky Sakia in Atlanta says she doesn't feel safe.
I thought it was very unfortunate because this is supposed to be like a peaceful place and college campus is supposed to be a place of safety.
Meanwhile, students at the University of Southern California reestablished an encampment that police had torn down on Wednesday. You're listening to ABC News. Harvey Weinstein's undergoing tests at New York's Bellevue Hospital after his rape conviction was overturned by New York's highest court on Thursday. Canadian actress Erica Rosenbaum, who alleged sexual misconduct by Weinstein, said of the ruling's impact,
"It is very much a movement of increment steps and sharing of stories and holding each other up. And that does not change with a court decision."
Prosecutors in New York say they will retry Weinstein. His California rape conviction still stands. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was campaigning Saturday in New York. That's one state where he's still trying to qualify to get onto the ballot. He was asked before his event about TikTok and national security after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company.
TikTok is a threat, like all social media. All of that data is being harvested, not just by China, but by intelligence agencies from all over the world.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, U.S. police departments report their ranks are growing. 214 law enforcement agencies surveyed by the Police Executive Research Forum hired more sworn officers in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years, but the increase in small and medium departments, large departments still more than 5% below their January 2020 staff levels. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.